From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. General Motors has agreed to sell its Hughes Electronics division to EchoStar Communications Corporation. Along with Hughes, EchoStar gets DirecTV in a deal involving $26 billion in cash and stock, a deal that makes EchoStar the largest subscriber TV company in the United States. We're joined by Scott Cleland of the Precursor Group, an independent research company which works for institutional investors. First of all, Scott Cleland, if the deal is made and federal regulators agree, what would change for consumers?
Well, rural providers or people in a rural area would have their choice of competitors reduced from 2 to 1. And in the rest of the country, a consumer's choice would go from 3 to 2. It would mean that essentially you had a choice between cable or direct broadcast satellite.
The stock market appears to be a bit nervous about this deal, I suppose in part because it is not clear that the federal regulators will approve it. Why wouldn't it be approved?
This merger has a lot of competitive problems. On its face, it takes, you know, competition down from 3 to 2 in most markets and 2 to 1 in rural markets. It would lessen the incentive for innovation. It would discourage new market entrants. It would probably eliminate the most direct competitive substitute to EchoStar. There are a lot of strong reasons under antitrust analysis why they would find this deal unacceptable.
Under what circumstances do you think regulators could come up with something that would make it okay?
Generally, the government wants the marketplace to have competitive alternatives that regulate price. If two competitors went down to one, the government might have to step in and say prices could not go up. The question would be, what price would they set the cap on, and for how long would they agree to monitor the market?
Rupert Murdoch was the other element in this deal. EchoStar got the deal after Rupert Murdoch and his News Corp walked away from the table. Why did that happen? Why did Rupert Murdoch leave and leave without DirecTV?
Rupert Murdoch is a tough negotiator. He had been going with almost 18 months with General Motors, and I think he started to get fed up, and he gave them a deadline, and GM called his bluff, and he said, I'm not bluffing, I'm pulling out. Because I think he thinks that the EchoStar deal will be blocked by the government, and he'll get another bite at the apple, probably at a much cheaper rate.
And if he does, why would it make more sense for Rupert Murdoch to own DirecTV than it would for EchoStar?
This is a clash of two visions. Essentially, what Rupert Murdoch would like to do is vertically integrate, use his power over the direct broadcast satellite pipe to leverage the price of content.
So EchoStar is just a delivery system. That's all they do. Murdoch does everything. He produces programs. He owns networks.
Another way of looking at it is News Corp would like to do to direct broadcast satellite what happened in cable, where EchoStar would like to keep direct broadcast satellite just a broadcast medium.
Does that figure into the government's decision that if it's not EchoStar, it might be Murdoch?
Well, the Murdoch deal is speculative. And in antitrust, it's law enforcement. It's based on facts. And the anti-competitive effects of putting two satellite providers together are discernible and are facts that can be judged in a court of law.
So what's your judgment?
We're telling investors that we think that this deal probably has a 1 in 3 chance of getting approved by the government.
Scott Cleland, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Scott Cleland is the CEO of the Precursor Group. That's an independent research company which works for institutional investors.